USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Federal officials investigating the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, say what happened was 100% preventable. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy detailed how a wheel bearing on one of the train cars overheated and failed. She said there's no evidence so far train crews did anything wrong or that there were track defects. The power outages are rising. Weather records are dropping as a winter storm smacks the U.S. Michigan is the epicenter for outages. More than 800,000 people are in the dark. More than 70,000 are without power in Illinois, while Wisconsin has thousands in the dark as well. With this week's Arctic blast of rain and snow, Southern California drivers are not all accustomed to navigating conditions like those. The CHP is recommending drivers stay home, and this driver agrees.
So you got chains and everything, you know, just in case. You have to be prepared with flashlights, you know, everything, you know, blankets. You never know.
Strong winds, heavy rain, and snow in low elevations are forecast through Saturday for much of the region. The Alaska State House has censored a member over his question about how the deaths of abused children might help the state budget.
At a Monday hearing on child services, State Rep. David Eastman posed this hypothetical.
You know, in the case where child abuse is fatal, obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needs for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life.
Since then, his colleagues have called Eastman's suggestion despicable and atrocious. Wednesday, the Alaska State House voted 35-1 to censure him. It's only the second time in Alaska House history it's censured a member. The first time in 2017 when someone suggested that women try to get pregnant so they can get a free trip to the city to get an abortion. The member who said that, David Eastman.
That's Richard Johnson reporting. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
The South Carolina House is advancing a bill to allow people to carry handguns without a permit. The bill now moves to the state Senate. Guns would still be prohibited in a number of public places, including courthouses, polling places, detention centers, and doctor's offices. At least 14 Colorado schools are getting the all clear after receiving swatting calls yesterday. Ken Trump, president of the National School Safety and Security Services, points to a growing trend of fake threats often coming from other states and even other countries.
It's a sense of power, control, the ability to create fear, uncertainty, and to trigger a massive law enforcement response.
Swatting is the act of calling first responders with a fake emergency to coax them into sending a large police presence to a specific address. It's estimated that hundreds of these calls are made each year. You could be charged with a Class 4 felony. A Florida TV reporter is dead after being shot and killed while reporting at a homicide scene. The reporter with Spectrum News 13 was killed and a photographer in critical condition after a gunman opened fire Wednesday afternoon at a crime scene just west of Orlando. A suspect has been arrested. Jake Paul is preparing to get back in the ring this weekend. The YouTube star will face off against professional boxer Tommy Fury this Sunday. To watch the fight, you'll need an ESPN Plus subscription and $50 for pay-per-view. Dave Collins, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.